A new Star Wars trailer, 50 Shades gets shadier, and we'll take a trip back to the school lunchroom. This is a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And beyond that, something truly special.
Oh, that sound can only mean one thing, Jennifer. There's a new Star Wars trailer out.
So exciting.
It is so exciting. The Last Jedi, we finally got the a new trailer for it. It's crazy cool, and I know it misleads us on so many levels, but that's okay. It was a lot of fun. The only reason, real reason to watch the Monday Night Football game last night between the Bears and the Vikings, an absolutely terrible game, but that's where they debuted this new trailer. It's got Rey, Kylo Ren, Captain Phasma, Snoke, Luke, a ton of Luke, which is cool. He actually speaks in this one. I'm so excited.
I don't think I've ever seen you so excited. I mean, you're just like pouring out of you.
That is, I got goosebumps last night when I saw it. You know, also new ships, old ships, new characters. We got new Kylo Ren's new TIE fighter. We got the Millennium Falcon still rolling around. Chewbacca was in there with a porg. A porg is one of these new things that looks like a little. It's like a mix between a penguin and a shmoo. I don't know. I
saw a headline on one of the TVs this morning about porgs, and I thought, what's a porg?
The hell is a porg?
What did I miss?
Well, a porg, Jennifer, is the new money grab from the Disney Corporation that owns Star Wars. I can imagine any type of toy possible is going to be a porg, and it's going to appeal to a much younger crowd. I think, you know, it's adorable, and it's going to be made into a plush toy, all that type of crap. I don't know what the deal is with it. I don't know where it comes from or why it's there, and we probably don't need it. I think it's the new Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
Or one Ewok, you know, so... Either way, I don't care. I am so psyched for this movie. I am so psyched for another Star Wars movie. I just can't believe that they're still coming out.
Yeah, really. You know,
Disney made a big purchase, you know, so I guess we're going to be seeing a lot of Star Wars. So my excitement will probably tone down over the years, but I don't care now. I'm still pretty freaking psyched for this movie. And also yesterday, amazing, and I saw a lot of my friends comment on it on Facebook and Twitter, but tickets for the movie also went on sale yesterday.
Okay.
And I know a bunch of people who actually bought their tickets already to make sure that they are going to be able to see that midnight showing, the first ones to actually, you know, see the new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi. So coming out in Christmas time, I don't know the exact date, but December, you'll hear about it.
You know, I like how you said some of your friends went online right away and bought tickets. And I think you're probably referring to yourself in disguise of, you know.
I did not buy tickets.
Your friends buying tickets.
No, I did not. And I'm counting on my wonderful relationship with some of our representatives with in the movie industry so that I will have an advanced screening so that I can tell all of our wonderful listeners about how good this new Star Wars movie is or how bad it is.
But well, I was going to say, hopefully your expectations are too high.
You know, I might have to add an extra star to the Rob rating scale. We'll see. But until then, Christmas, the new Star Wars movie.
Good deal.
And you've got something also that's pretty hot coming out.
Yeah, another addition to a series. Were you a fan of the 50 Shades books?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't one of the millions of people that...
I tried. I don't know. It didn't happen.
I think I got through partway through the first one.
Yeah, and I figured I was looking forward to the movies just because it was so, supposed to be so, you know, sexy and all that stuff, you know, and couldn't even get through that.
Well,
anyway,
book.
I am in the minority. I know a lot of people love these books and the movies, and so they're going to be pretty excited for this.
Yeah, wildly popular franchise. So another book's coming out. This is going to be from the viewpoint point of Christian Grey.
Oh.
Which has happened before in the novel Grey, which came out in 2015. That was also told from his point of view. But this new book comes out November 28th, so you can get a copy of it before you watch Star Wars.
right.
I love the title because it's a mouthful. The new book is called Darker, 50 Shades Darker, as told by Christian. It seems like such a, I don't know, a dull
Darker,
title.
50 Shades Darker, as told by Christian.
Yeah. So according to the author, E.L. James, this new book will give readers a darker and more haunted take on Christian.
Gotcha.
And that's it. You're going to have to find out the rest. You know, by reading the book.
I have no idea. Is E.L. James a man or a woman?
You know what? I don't know either. I don't know.
I have no idea. But you know who was a woman?
I think it's a woman.
Yeah, you do?
I think it's a woman, yeah.
Right. You know who else was a woman?
Who?
Everybody gets enough food down here in the magical. A long lady land.
The lunch lady,
lunch
Jennifer.
Lunch lady land. Good old Adam Sandler.
I think this has to be one of his best bits that he's ever done.
Yes. Hoagies and Grinders.
Hoagies and Grinders. Hoagies
Sloppy
and
Joe's.
Sloppy Joe. with Chris Farley dancing
yes.
around. Kevin Nealon comes out as the Sloppy Joe.
Oh,
oh my God, the pizza running around, the green beans. How about you? Were you a brown bagger at school, or did you get school lunch?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. In junior high, I think I brought most my lunch, but I always saved up to buy peanut butter fudge.
Oh.
For like 25 cents. You could get a pack, and it was so good. To this day, I would love to have.
What was it? Just something like that they made themselves?
It was like pure sugar, powdered sugar, butter, and like peanut butter slapped together into a form. It was a solid. You know, if I were to have it today, it probably wouldn't be as good as I.
No,
it's as my junior high self remembers. But
I can remember. I did a lot of the school lunches, and I remember getting hoagies with the. Awful hard bread. I remember that there would be green beans that were brown beans, but were supposed to be green beans.
Right.
I remember a lot of awful, awful food that just, you know, the rest of it could have tasted just dynamite, but but those green beans, those brown beans, it's like, I can't touch anything on this plate.
Yeah.
Knowing that it was all prepared in the same area.
All spoiled, all ruined.
Yeah. But in high school, I remember when you got to high school and all of a sudden, like, there was like a choice.
Yeah.
You had all these different things that you could go for. So I went to this high school called Stevenson, and in the morning, they would make this thing was exactly like the Egg McMuffin, but they called it the Egg McStevenson. I loved those things, man. They were so good. All right. Well, all this lunch lady, all this lunch school lunch talk takes us into something we haven't done in a little while. We haven't really done the hashtags in a little while. So we have a good one today. Trending on Twitter, we have, what is it? School lunch in 4 words. So we're going to take you through a couple of those and let you start us out.
At Shea Browning, unsolved mystery meat caper.
That's awesome.
Which is so true.
That is really good.
Don't ask.
Yeah. At Lola B says, not your mom is cooking.
Very true. At formerly Chang, not fish sticks again.
Oh, man.
Fish sticks was the worst, too. You thought it was like, I don't know, fry. Or you thought it was something else. You'd bite into it.
I just remember you could walk into the cafeteria and you would like, it's fish sticks. You could smell it.
Yeah. Man. You know the moment you walked into the school that day.
Right.
What was for lunch?
At Shea Browning says, school lunch in 4 words, give me your corn dog.
Reminds me of Napoleon Dynamite.
Right.
You can eat your tots. At Kristen RN 202, rather eat hospital food.
Yeah, you know.
That bad, huh?
It sucks going to the hospital, but I have been to a couple where it's like you get in the cafeteria. It's like, oh, this is good food here. I don't recommend it, though. Never mind. At Joe Sarandrea says, cardboard-flavored pizza slices.
Yes. So fun because I remember pizza being like a huge thing. Yeah, no, it was pizza day, but it was terrible. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
But it was pizza.
It was pizza. It wasn't fish sticks. Right. After the fish sticks on Thursday, the pizza was pretty darn good.
It was really good. At Lola B again says, terrible, but still edible.
Well, Lola, I wonder where you went to school. And at B. Rosado 1102 says, extra sloppy, sloppy Joes.
That was good, Rob. That
thank
was
you.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Good memories.
Yeah.
Good memories.
Yeah. Or bad memories, queasy memories. We'll put it that way. You know, it's like seventh period. You're like, I shouldn't have had the fish sticks.
Yeah. Should have brought peanut butter and jelly today.
Right. Right. Hey, a couple quick national days. It's National Angel Food Cake Day. And to go along with that, it's National Cake Decorating Day. Also, National Handbag Day.
Nice. Yeah, I just bought a new handbag yesterday.
You did. Is it like a high end? Is it like high end brand or whatever?
A Target. Special.
Nice. Nice. And on a more serious note, it is World Mental Health Day. So there you go. That is what's happening so far today. This has been the Morning Feed for a Tuesday. Thanks a lot for listening, as always, everybody. And you can hear more of the Morning Feed on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also on our Facebook page, when I remember to put it up.
Whenever you get around to it.
All right. This has been a Tuesday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.